und da Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. Let us start. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Zu Dibrei Rabbi Yosi. We heard Rabbi Yosi had said in the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shaniseis Lakoyin Umeis, Beinichamo Beres, Lo Yoichlo Avodeo Betrumo Mitnei Chelkoi Shel Ubo. The Avdei Tzayim Barzel are not permitted to eat Trumah, because the Uber that's in this Bas Yisrael is a chelak of these Avodim belong to the Uber, and the Uber is not Machel. We hear two reasons. Machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, what the Tam of Rabbi Yosef is, either Uber b'mei Zor Zohu, so he's a Zor, so therefore he can't be Machel Avodim, or the halacha of yolid machol sheni yolid any machol applies also by kinyan kaspoy. So therefore, even though the avodim are kinyan kaspoy of the yuber, but since the yuber is not a yolid, he can't be machol. Is Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul zu divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is what Rabbi Yosi holds. Avol chachomim oimrim, Yesh loibonim oichlem mishum bonim. If there are other bonim, so the avodim can eat because of the other bonim. Ein loibonim, if there are no other bonim, there's other relatives, oichlem mishum achim. So the achay hameis can be machal the avodim. The avodim belong to the achay hameis. Nuba doesn't yarshin. He has no schi in the nechosim. So memele, so the yoyrish is the achei ameis. So they can eat truma because of the achei ameis. And loy achim oichle mishum mishpoche kulo. So the chachomim are choylik and Rabbi Yosi, and they hold that a nuba does not create any problems, because a nuba does not have any schiye benichsei oviv. So memele, the yorshei ha'avodim are the other relatives which are left over. So the avodim can eat tume because of them. They're kinyan kaspay of the other relatives. So the Gemara asks Akashe, Zu veloy svirloy, so the Gemara understood that the lashon of Shmuel is zu divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that an uber has schiye, but the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosi, and it would seem that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Ha'omer lo Shmuel l'Rabchone Bagdato poik aisili beyasore dei meloch banpayu hamezake lo uber konim. That Shmuel personally held that a nuber has schiya, that one can be mezaket to a nuber. Elazu v'svirolei. Now, that what Rabbi Shmuel said, zu divrei Rabbi Yosi, that means this is what Rabbi Yosi holds, and I agree with it also. My kamash malom. So what is Shmuel coming to tell us? The pligi rabbonon alei de Rabbi Yosi. That the Rabbonon are chilek on Rabbi Yosi, and the Rabbonon hold that an uber does not have a din schiye. Umi pligi, so the Gemara asks, are the Rabbonon take chilek on Rabbi Yosi? Vama Rab Zakoi, so eides heyed Rabbi Yosi mipi shmaye vavtalyin vahoyduloi. The Chachomim were moide to Rabbi Yosi. So we see the Chachamim also hold that an uber has schiye. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avashim Biktonu V'Kiblu. Does it say then that they were Mikabu? V'hoidu Loiktoni. The Mistaver Taimim. That means, B'shite, they hold Rabbi Yosi is Taker. correct that an Uber should be Zeiche, but the Ritva explains, but they are a Kabbalah that an Uber is not Zeiche. So Vahoyd Elayin Lamdis, but they want Mekabu the Halacha. They hold an Uber does not have it in Zeiche, so Memele, he does not create any problems with Achilas Avodim. Tono Rabbono. Now the Gemara brings a Baraisa. Hiniach Bonim. What is the din of a? We had a Koyin Shemais. Left over. Bonim is Eilu Ve'Eilu Oichlam. So, Sai the Nichsei Meluk, the Abde Meluk, and Sai the Abde Tzayim Balzol Itume. The Abde Tzayim Balzol Itume, because they belong to the Bonim, to the Bonim Amachel. The Abde Meluk Itume, because since the, his wife, the Almone, eats Tume, because she has Yilid Beisoi, Yechlu belachmoy, yachilu belachmoy. The din is that a yelud from a koyin is machel the mother. So Mamel says, since she has a schus achile, so her avodim, davde meluk, also have a schus achile. So therefore, they can eat trume. So they eat trume because of her, who eats trume because of the bonim. And the Avdei Tzayim Basel eat Tume because they belong to the Bonim. Honicha Miuberes. What is, the husband died, did not leave over any children, just the Bas Yisrael was Muberes. Zeilu Ve'elu Ein Eichlem. So then, Sai the Avdei Meluk, and Sai the Avdei Tzayim Basel, are not permitted to eat Tumen. The Avdei Meluk do not eat Tumen because the Uber is not Machel the mother. Yelid Beisoi, Yoichlu Belachmoi, Yachilu Belachmoi. That is Dafka Yolot can be Machel a mother. And Uber cannot be Machel a mother. So she can't eat Tumen, Sabadim also can't eat Tumen. The Nichsei, the Avdei Tzayim Basel, which also belongs to the Yuba, can also not eat Tume. That's whatever reason Rabbi Yossi holds, that's Ube Meizor Ezoru, or Yolid Macho, Sheni Yoldeini Macho. Heiniach Bonim Vehinicham Uberes. What is the din if, when the husband died, he left over Bonim? He left over Ishtay Muberes. Is Avdi Meluk Oichlem. Kederech Shehi Oichelas. The Avdi Meluk eat Trume, just like she eats Trume. She eats Trume because of the Abonim. So when Meila Sahar Abonim can also eat Trume. Avdi Tzayim Barzo Lo Yoichlu. Nechelkei Shalubel. The Avdi Tzayim Barzo cannot eat Trume. Because even though they belong to the Bonim, which can be Machel and Betuma, but they also belong to the Yuba. It is not Mevura, which Chelek belongs to the Yuba. So Mamela, so none of them can eat Tume. Shuba Paisel Da'inei Machel, and Yuba cannot be Machel. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Yosi Aime Mishim Ovid, Abbas Macheles, Aben Einei Machel. Rabbi Shmuel says B'Shem Oviv that there's a difference between Aben and Abbas, and to understand this member we'll have to see Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Aime, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Chelek and Rabbi Yosi. He differentiates. Zichorim, if, as Rabbi Yosi had said, that if he left over Bonim in the Isha Muberes, so the Avdei Tzayim Basel do not eat. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says it matters. If he left over Scharim, he left over Bonim, is Yeich Lukulam. So all the Avodim can eat. Nikeves, if he left over Nikeves, didn't leave over any Scharim, Lo Yeichlu. So then, the Avdit and Baals are not permitted to eat. Shema Yimtza Uber Zochel. Maybe the Uber is a Zochel. And Labona is Pemotim Aben Klum. So maybe he's the sole Yerish. And he can be Machel. Abshimi Yechai is also Maide to Rabbi Yaisi that an Uber has a Dinschie in Benich Seyavi. He's a Yerish. He's a Yerish. He's also made it to Rabbi Yaisi that he can't be Machu. And therefore, if there are bonais, so Memele, we have a chash, maybe the Uber is a Zocho, and all the Abodim belong to him, and he can't be Machu. So the Gemara says, Ma'ir Yeshem Ayimtsu Bo Zocho, Tepik Leidin Ekevi Nami Poslo. Why is Rav Shimon Yechai only afraid that Uber might be a Zochan if the Uber is an Ekeve? So Al Kaponim, the Uber will have a Chelek Ba'avdei Tzayim Balzo, and we don't know which Chelek the Uber possesses. So therefore also the Avodim are not permitted to eat. So the Gemara says, Choda Vo'id Koma. Ein Echanami. Choda Din Ekeve Nami Poslo. Senekeve shaloso pasl. Void. Hats the chelik. Void. Some amela all of the bodim are not permitted to eat. Maybe they are the chelik of the yuba. Void. And there's a bigger chash. Not only misafik are they not permitted to eat. Shema yimtsu bozoch. Avein labonis vamokim aben plum. And the bonis don't have Bechlal any schiya in the avodim. The avdei tzayim balzo belongs solely to the uber. So that is pshat in the second halacha of Rav Shimon ben Yechai, that if he left over the kevis, the avodim are not permitted to. But schorim,
but if he left over his schorim, yechlu.
Then, the avodim are permitted to eat. Voho ika uber. So the Gemara asks, but why can the avodim eat? There's an uber, who also is maybe a zocher. And if he's a zocher, he has a chelik in the avdei tzayim balzel, and he can be machu. That also creates a problem. So the Gemara answers, kosova in choshishin lemiyuta. That Rav Shimon ben Yechai holds ein choshishin lemiyuta. Let us just see the last Rashi's kulon schorim around 10 lines from the bottom. Legasinin kulon elochi gasinin schorim yoichlu kulon. If there are any schorim, so all the avodim could eat. The kevis lo yoichlo. Im yeish zocho bebonim. If there's one zocho, oichlo ma avodim b'shviloi. V'loi chashinan lechelkoi shel uba. We're not chayish of the chelik of the uba. The shema ne kevi. Maybe the uba is a ne kevi. Ve'ein lo chelik v'mokim ben. So she doesn't have a chelik v'mokim ben. Bim timtzo loim azochahu, and afilo you'll say that the uber is azocha, of a shemba tapu, but maybe the zocha will never be born, the mother will be mapu. It's also a possibility. Shekol ayodis, all women who give birth, is machtzes chorim machtzen ekevis. There's a 50-50 chance if it'll be a zocha or a keve. V'yesh shama pilois. And also, there is a miyut mapilois. It's moich miyut de mapilois. Lemach de nekeves. אבל הסחורים הולויים לירש מיוטה. So it means, רויב צדודים are that the עובר is not בקויח to ירשן the עבדי צוין ברזו. In order to yarshin the Avdei Tzayim Barzo, he has to be a Zocha Ben Kayome. And I have raved Stodim that it won't be a Zocha Ben Kayome. Lemiyuta Loi Chashina. In some Mele, but there is a possibility that it might be a Zocha Ben Kayome, that's a Tzad Miyut, Loi Chashina Lemiyuta. Nekevis Loi Yechlu, Shamayayu Bo Zocha. Tefik lady nami have in the cave apostle, the kimish kalois and shalfanain on the caves, since the live yershim on the caves, yeshlu bacheli vema fili in the cave, sir mosad choda boit koma. Ein choyshishin le miyute, le shemo yehi zocho, vi yeshlu bacheli vema da bosa reivas lina, verube yodes oine caves, ein apiles kedefrishis leo. Reivas, that he have raved saw them are either on the cave or a zocha and eifel. Now, let us see Teisvis. Oichlen bishvil kol ha-mishpoche kulo. We had learned that Rabbi Yudah Mishmur said that Rabbi Yossi holds that an uba has a din schiyah, so therefore he makes a problem. Chachamim hold that an ubo is not zoiche, is therefore, so the Avdei Tzayim Barzo belong to the other relatives. Zoich lebishvil kol ha-mishpoche kulo. So Taisva says, avimotzi lemeimel detayme darabonon, mishum deloy sviro lehu, droshe deshen yole deinimach legabi avodim, bless lo nami dubav mei zore zohu. That means, Taisvus is saying, the Chachamim were choylik on Rabbi Yossi, and they hold the avodim eat. The reason of the Chachamim, this is Shmuel's ashtik teire. I said, you can say a different shah, the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that a nubav mei zore is not a zor. The Chachamim hold that a yolod, you don't have to be a yolod in order to be machel by kinyan kaspay. So memela, so then it's shalom al Yisrael. So the uber does not create any problems. The uber is machel davodim. He's a koyin, and you don't have to be a yolod to be machel. Ela kabola hoisa biyodoi de taima mishum de loizachi bu uber. But Shmuel had a Kabbalah that this is the time, that the time of the Chachomim, that the Chachomim hold, that the Uber is not Mekalkul, the Achilas Avodim, is because that the Chachomim hold that the Uber doesn't have a Din Tzchiya. This is a Kabbalah that Shmuel had. Uktzaz Taime, the Mestome Maisi Yedeim Achi Yevoleit, Hula Uber, Puloy Livnei Mishpocha. Now, I saw a beautiful beer, Matere Shmuel, that explains what Taisvus is asking. And he brings a Rab Chaim, and he says that Taisvus is saying the Yesod that Rab Chaim said. Chaim HaSefem for HaShvera Rambam. But let us just say the Yesod of what Rab Chaim says. Rab Chaim says, Amor Diki Yesod. Rab Chaim says, it says, let us just say over our Gemara and appreciate the Chiddush of our Gemara, and then we'll hear what Rab Chaim has to say about our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if an Uber is not Zoichem, ain't schiya l'uba, some mele, so the Yerusha does not belong to the Uba. So he is no chelik in the Avdei Tzayim Ba'alzel. So if there are other bonim, they'll eat because of the other bonim. If there's no bonim, they'll eat because of the Yachim. There's no achim li because of b'shara mishpoche. That's what our Gemara says. Reb Chaim says, l'chayre, you could say fakert from our Gemara. Be'emison, there are two dinim. The one aloch, we have a klal that chayvim of a mace yarshin him. The which korev yarshin, so we have a klal, korev koidim. The closest korev yarshins. There's a ben, there's a ach, ben yarshins, the ach doesn't yarshin. So now let's clear a shaila. If you have an uber, who is a ben, and you have an ach, so let's first clear the shaila. Who is the yoirish of the mace? So Chaim says, it's very mistava to say that the ben is the yoirish. And yoirish, he's the closest korup, he's a ben. There's a problem. Ein schiya le uber. He can't possess anything. So he can't possess. But al kaponim, let's forget about possessing. Who is the yoirish? Who is the yoirish? Is there a, if there's a ben and an ach? So even though the ben doesn't have a din schiye, a schus schiye, but al kaponim, he's the yoirish. Mahechi teisi da achim shid yarshin. Amoyre de kehoorim. Then Rab Chaim says something else. Rab Chaim says, what will be the din? Let's talk about another case. Let's talk about a case, a filu we will assume that a ben is a yoirish, even though it doesn't have a koyach liskois, but he's a yoirish. Let us assume that you saw. Afal Pikein, Rab Chaim says, what will be the din if you have an uber, and then he has a brother, another ben, a live ben. He says, then the uber will not create any problems. Why? Because pshat is like this. A ben is a yoirish. And uber is a yoirish, 100%. So he says, mitzad the yerusha of the ben, a ben, look, if he's a ben, he's bekoich to yarshin, all the nechosim. There's no din that a ben only, if there's two bonim. Let's speak about before an uber. If there's two bonim. So pshat is, each ben is only bekoich to yarshin half of the nechosim. And echt ketok. The kulve of ben is a kulve, which mitzad der kulve, he's a yoirish, and kol nichsei hameis. But you have two brothers, two sons, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a yoirish al kol nichsei hameis. Shimon is a yoirish al kol nichsei hameis. Now the din Yerusha gives them a schiye benichsei hameis. So Reuven has a schus benichsei hameis, and Shimon has a schus benichsei hameis. So that what Reuven doesn't yarshin all of the nechosim is because Shimon also is a schus in the nechosim. So both of them have a schus benichsei hameis, so therefore each one ends up with half of the nechosim. But look, Rab Chaim, what will be the din if you'll have two sons in one can be zoiche, and one cannot be zoiche, one is an uber? He says, you know what will happen then? So then the nechosim will belong to the ben. All the nechosim will belong to the ben. Because the ben mitzad atzmoy is a yoirish. A ben of a mace is a yoirish. He's not a yoirish on half. He's a yoirish, a ben yarshin's nichseyovitz. Now all the time he doesn't yarshin kol nechosim if there's another ben. Because the other ben is also a yoirish, and the other ben has a schus. His din yoirish gives him a schus, a schiye in the nechosim. He's a yoirish, he gets a din schiye in the nechosim. So memele, his schus in the nechosim is ma'akiv, that the first ben should yarshin all the nechosim, because he's also a ben. He also has a schus benichsei oves. So therefore, if you have two lebedik ibonim, so they split in a chosim. But if you have an uber and a ben, so then, even though the uber is a yerish, the ben is a yerish, but then all the nechosim will belong to the ben, because he has a din schiye, he can possess nechosim, and uber can't possess. So memeila al's ben, he'll yashin all the nechosim. So Rab Chaim says, let's forget about what the Gemara says. But Rab Chaim mentions as follows. Rab Chaim says that the Rabbonon said, Shmuel explained the Rabbonon. So Shmuel said as follows, that an Uba does never din schiye, so memele, yesh loy bonim, oich le mishum bonim. He says, that's good, that's very understandable. And a yesh loy bonim, oich le mishum bonim, that means the bonim are yoshim. The Uba is also a yerish, but the Uba can't possess the nechosim, can't have any schusay moment in the nechosim, and uber is less schiye le uber, he can't possess any money. So memele, he's a yoyrish, which doesn't possess, and he doesn't have any bailus in the nechosim. The bonim are yorshim, which can't possess, so the abodim belong to them. So this aloche, that Shmuel had said, yesh loy bonim, Oichle mishum bonim, because an uber less leischiyah, that's beautiful. But Shmuel went a step further. Eiloi bonim, oichle mishum achim. Oh, that already is a debatable shaila. I said, oichle mishum achim. Lachayre, in the shaila, who the yoyrish is, lachayre, the yoyrish is the ben. That's the Yoyrish. There's a ben over here. He can't possess nechosim, so he can't possess nechosim. Fine. Aber mehechi teisi, that they should be considered the Yorshim. This already is a moiridike chiddush that Shmuel had said. So Nateri Shmuel, he wants to say that this is what Teisvis is asking. Uktsas teime. Let's make a cheshbon hanefesh. What will be the din? This achim and this the uba. Fine. So the Gemara said that they eat. That's what the Gemara. That's what Shmuel said. Hold, they eat because of the achim. Fine. Taisva says, these avodim, there was maisi yedeyim. So Taisva says, now let's think, between you and me, after the uber will be born, the maisi yedeyim of the avodim, koidem shenoylet ha-uber, the avodim worked. Who will this maisi yedeyim belong to? So Taisva says, the mistome, maisi yedeyim achi yevoleit huli uba voleiliv ne mishpoche. So Taisva means to say, let's go away from truma. Let's talk about money. The maisi yedeyim of the avodim, kaidem shenela to uba. Now the uba is born already. Now after the uba is born, there's no shaila whatsoever. He's the yoyrish. He's the Yoyrish. And if he's the Yoyrish, so he was always the Yoyrish. But before, he couldn't possess anything. That means, als Yoyrish, he had a schus. He had a schus, benichsei, of it. No, Uber can't possess anything. But now, after he's born, so it's poshet, he's the Yoyrish. And now the schus that he had al tzuber can materialize. So the maisei yodayim of the avodim bechayei ha'uber, when he was the uber, you'll zichre give to the uber. Toshis holds that misvore. Ve'im keinem anachnu, that the maisei yodayim belongs to the uber, So how were the Avodim permitted to eat Truma because of the Yachim? That means Taisus is just proving this Yesod, that it doesn't make sense that the Achim should be able to be Machel, the Avodim, Koidim Leidus HaUbo. If after when the Uba will be born, you made it to me, that the Maisa Yodayim belong to the Ubo, so Al Kochach, so what are you saying? So that Shad is Afilu Koidim Leidosai, he was the Yairish, and the Dishusai Schie in the Yerusha were his. No, he didn't have a yad to be zeichet. That means he had everything. He was unable to possess. The minute he's able to possess, so automatically everything will belong to him from before. So that's Ksas Teime. So Taisa says, so how could the Avodim now eat because of the Yachim? That is Pshat and Taisa's Kasha. But Taisa's only did not understand B'nai Mishpoche. But when this Bonim, Taisus understood, what will be Gabi the Maisi Yadayim of the Yavodim when there are other Bonim, so from Taisus it would seem, then the Maisi Yadayim belongs to the other Bonim, not to the Yubo. Because they're Bonim, and they have a Schus Yerusha, and Kozman, you don't have a Schus Yerusha, you can't possess, will possess. That means, so we have a bailus in the Maisi Yadayim. Every Yairish has a complete bailus. No, your Schiyah is Menaget. If you have a Schiyah, I can possess everything. But if you don't have a Schiyah, so it belongs to me. So Mamela Taisus understood Bonim. By Bonim, Yeshloi Bonim, Oichlu Mishum Bonim, Taisus understood. Because the Bonim, Lemaisa, the Avodim belonged to them completely. Bako Mikol Koil. Kozman the Yubo wasn't born. They had the whole Schia. Not only were they Yershim on the Avodim, they were the Zoichim in the Avodim. They had the complete Schia. When the Ubo is born, now he gets a Schia. So Mamela, now we'll start dividing the Ubo. But Kozman the Ubo wasn't born, they had the complete Schia. So therefore they could be Machel Davodim. But if there's B'nai Mishpoche, so Taisus is just using this as a proof, as a leverage to show that it never belonged to the Yerushim, to the B'nai Mishpoche. It belonged to the Ubo. So how can they eat? So Taisus, in other words, is saying Rab Chaim's Yesod, improving it, L'maise, Mistama by Maise, Yidayim Yubos. So how do we understand the Svore? And the Gemara doesn't say like this. Abar Kaponim, this is Pshat and Taisus Kasha. Now let's go a little further. And we'll see how the flow of Taisus will shtim, Meredik. Koshelari, Tisnan beperik yaitse doifen. The Gemara says in perik yaitse doifen, the ben yoy merchod, paisel min atrume. That a ben yoy merchod pasels min atrume. Uporich bigmore, my irye ben yoy merchod, afilo ubo nami, and ubo also pasels. Rabbi Yossi holds that a number of parcels. Umishani Rav Sheishes, Masnisen Bekoyin Sheyesh Loi Beis Noshim. The Mishnah is speaking about a Koyin that has two Noshim. Achas Grusha, Vachas Sheine Grusha. A Koyin had two wives. One was a Grushin, one was not a Grusha. Vyesh Loi Bonim Mishaine Grusha. He has bonim from the Eine Grusha. So these bonim are kosher kahanim. the avodim belong to them. So they're machol the avodim. Uben yoim echod min hagrusha. And then the grusha had a ben yoim echod, which was a cholol, is poisel ba'avdei oviv. So now this Ben Yom Echad will parcel the Avdei Oviv. That means the minute he's born, So now, let's say, let's be Megashim Dinyan. The Eine Grusha had two children, two Kahanim. And now, some Amela Davodim belong to these two Bonim. And therefore they ate Trum. Now, one day, the Grusha gives birth to a Cholo. Naizah Ben Yemechot. So now already the Avodim belong to, now there's three Bonim. So the Avodim belong to two Kahanim and one Zor. So now the Avodim are not allowed to eat Truma anymore because of the Chelik of the Zor. So that is Pshat in the Mishneh, Ben Yoim Echot Paisel. Ulafuki midarabi Yoisi. The Oma Ubanami Paisel. And this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, so the Ben Grusha would have passed in its embryonic stage. Kasher Hoya Uber, it also passed. Because he's Zoiche in the Nechosim. Rabbi Yossi holds an Uber is Peschie. So he has a Chelik in the Avodim. So he would pass out Uber. Kamash melon ben yem echad in ubaloy. No, he is chilek on Rabbi Yossi. Now, let's just give one hakdome. Hataisus learned in the Kasha also, because Rashi Taka says like that pshat. So Rashi says, so what does the Tan of that Mishnah hold? The Tan of that Mishnah holds that an uber is not zoiche. Rabbi Yossi holds an uber is leischir. That's Rabbi Yossi. The Tane of that Mishnah, so therefore, Kol's money was an Uber, so the Avodim ate Tume because of the Bonim of the Eine Grusha. The Ischelik and Rabbi Yossi. But the minute he's a Ben Yemechot, so now this Cholol is a Schia and the Avodim, so now we pass. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the Mishnah holds like the Chachomim that an Uber less leischiyah. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. V'hashte. Now Tosfos is asking a Moira de Kekasha. Lama leilu upmik sheyesh lo shtei noshim. Why do you have to say it speaking about that he had two wives, he had bonim, from the first wife, afilu ein lo yela achas grusha. He only had one wife. V'davke ben yemechot, aval ubaloi da oichlam b'shvil kol ha-mishpoche kula l'rabona. So Tais asking a moira dike kashe. And what is Taisvis kashe? Taisvis from that gemore, you see Rab Chaim's Yesod. What Taisa said, Est on our Gemara, you see that in that Gemara. Fakar, that Gemara is Moiridik. That Gemara, if we'll say like Rab Chaim, so that Gemara is Gewaldik. That means, if there are Bonim, some Mele, so then you can be Chaylik and Rab Yossi. So the bonim ayershim, the uber is also ayerish, but the uber is less leischiyah, and the bonim have schiyah. So therefore they eat because of the bonim. But if there are no bonim, there's only b'nei mishpochas, so they're not yershim in ganzen. The uber is the yerish. If the uber is the yerish, so memela, so they can eat truma. That's why the gemara they say bedavke there was bonim. So my mail, Tais is asking a moira di kikasha, what Tais is had asked me svara and agamore, ktsas teime, and Tais was held that when there's other yoshim besides bonim, that they shouldn't eat because of the other yoshim, alf rab chayim svara, so Tais is found enough in the gemore, says like that. It's not tamazir ktsas teime. It's enough in the gemore neither. The Gemara was Moiridik Medayik. The Gemara says, yes, that he had another Isha, and that it was Bonim from the other Isha. When there's Bonim, then we can say that the Avodim can eat because of the Bonim. But if there's no Bonim, then you can eat because of the rest of the Bnei Mishpocha, because they're not Yoshim, the Uber is the Yerish. That is Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis found a Gemara that the way Taisvis was Moira. So the Ri wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, not the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, Klo, that the Chachamim hold that an Uba less leischia. So Taisa says, if that's the alumnus of the Chum Uba less leischia, so you don't have to say that there was another wife. You could say that there's only one wife, but they eat out the name Ishpochit. By Marie, the Rav Sheshes Latayme, this Leibim Misha Meis, Hamizake Lo Ubekone, that's not Pshat in Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, not saying Pshat in the Mishneh, because an Uber, less Leishri, Rav Sheshes got hold of Uber is Leishri, is therefore, Bloy Ochli Bishvil HaMishpoches, you can't eat out the Mishpoches, because Uber is Leishri, and so far, so far, he's the Yerish, he's the Zeuche. Allah Hachimuki b'sheyesh labonim, b'sheyesh laibonim, m'sheyne grush, and therefore we have to say that speaking about sheyesh laibonim, m'sheyne grush, b'ein u'ubo shebemei grush epoiso, m'shem d'lecheshin ila miyutim, d'smoich miyutim d'mapilois, l'machtze d'nekeivois, pavlus chol miyutim k'dokamon, ulamafukim id'rabyeisi chayish la miyutim. So Taisva says, no, Pshat Rav Sheshes is Gorandish. Pshat Rav Sheshes wants to say that Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. That holds Loi Chayshin Ele Miyute. So Memele, if there are other Bonim, so in order that this Uber should make problems, we have to assume he's a Ben Zocher Shel Kayomo. And so we have Reiv Stodim, he's not a Ben Zocher Shel Kayomim, because of the Machs and the Kevis, and me at Mapilois. So that is Pshat in Rav Sheshes. Not the way Rashi says there. So Mamela, so therefore the Gemara had to say that it is speaking about, that there were, he had another Isha, and there was Bonim from the other Isha, because if you won't say that, so whatever he is, let him be a Zocher, let him be in a Kevis, he's the Irish. Since Rav Sheshes holds that an Uber yesh lo ischia, v'hosi shapir, so Taisa says, and with this will be mevich another thing. The perik mishemeis poich l'man d'yoma mezake lo uber konim. The Gemara asks the kasha, and the man d'yoma that holds a mezake lo uber konim, midisnam b'yeitzei doifim, ben yoim echod noichel umanchel, avu uber loy. From this Mishnah, the Gemara says, we see that a mezake lo uber is loikone, because it says, a ben yom echod is noichel, but an uber is not noichel. V'loiporich mireishe de ben yom echod poisel, v'ikiluk me b'shtei noshim. According to Rashi's pshat, why do you have to wait to bring a rai from the safe? It is a kasha from the safe. From the reisha, I see that a mezake lo uber is loikone, because an Uber doesn't paisel. But the way Taisu said now, it's no cash. Because the Reisha can God hold that Mizake the Uber is kone. And the reason the Uber doesn't paisel is according to Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. Now let us see Taisu and Omid Beis. Ein Choshishin Lemiyute. Hiksha harav Rav Shmuel Barab Chaim. Oki havi nami. So what did Rav Shimon Yechai say? We have here, Loiv Tzodim that he won't passel. Maybe it's an akeve, plus maybe it's an nefel. Hiksha harav Rav Shmuel Barab Chaim. Oki havi nami nefel posel. A fellow is be a nefel, he's also posel. Kidemuchach bepeik mishemeis, the laman da oma hamezake lo uber kone, zoiche ho uber benichsei oviv, ad she tapil ho isha. The sanya, so Taisva says, I don't see where you have a rive over here. That means if the Isha, this is a tzad, maybe it's a zoch, maybe it's in the cave. Now that's a mach, that's a 50-50 suffix. Now there's another tzad. So tzad maybe she'll be maple. So if she'll be maple, so from that Poland further, he's not zoich anymore because he's dead. But Kozman, till she was maple, so Lemaise, so he's an Uber, so he has a Dinschir. So Taisa says you don't have roived stodim that he can't pass. It's machts al machts, it's a suffix ashokul. Because I feel she will be maple, so from that pole and further he won't be zoiche, but till that pole will be zoiche. And where do we see that an Uber that later became a Nefel is zoiche? So Taisa brings a Gemara Mishemeis. The Sanya Gabi Ger Shemeis. We learned a Baraisa. Ger Shemeis Ubizbezu Yisrael Nechosov. A Ger died. No. So we have a klal. Nichse Ger Harein Kehefke. A Ger is in heaven Yoshim. So Mamela the Ger died. So there was a Yidin went Ubizbezu Yisrael Nechosov. They went and took it. So it's Hefke the Kenechosim. So each one took some Nechosim. Vishamu sheishtay muberes. And then they heard, that's a poshet. His wife is muberes. Bechziro, so, the wife is muberes, so there's an uber, so the nechosim belong to the uber. It's not hefker anymore. Bechziro, so they brought back everything they took, they brought back. It's not theirs, it's not hefker, it belongs to the uber. Vahakach shamu shepilo. Then they found out, you know, so that let's be megashim the nyan. The ger died in ear. So Rosh Chodesh here, the ger died. So it's bizbizun nechosov. They found out Rosh Chodesh Sivan that she's muberes. So they brought back the nechosov. They found out in Rosh Chodesh Tamas that she was mapu. So v'achakach shamu sheipilu v'herziko. No, so she was mapu. So again they were masa. Now it's taka hefke. Is irsig b'shniya zoche, b'rishayne loy zoche. So in Mela, so we see klo, that the schiya b'rishayne, whoever took Kol's man, the uber was still alive, that schiya was nothing. He took someone else's nechosim. He took nechosim which belonged to the uber. So we see that an uber, Kol's man, shaloi, that she wasn't Mapulim, has a din schia. So where do we have here arrived stodden that he doesn't pass? For Mary Dochi Eshli Stapik Sheme Kvar Hun Nefel. Not the suffix is maybe she will be Mapul. The suffix is maybe now he's a Nefel. Maybe he's now a Nefel. So the Avodim are permitted to eat Truma now because maybe he's now a Nefel. Meridike Chiddush. So it means we clear maybe now he's a naif. Vim taima. Tahoche chayish Rabbi Yossi lemiyute. Here we see Rabbi Yossi is chayish lemiyute. He's chayish, maybe he's a zocher ba'akayom, even though this is miyut stodim. Tahoche chayish Rabbi Yossi lemiyute. Beperik mitzvah schalitze koma. The Ktana Chiletzes, but you can give Chalitze to a Ktana. But my, who ain't oiler le yibum, kibim the chayish limut, the chayishini shemetim tzailanis. But kibim the oiler le yibum, ain't oiler le chalitze. So Taisus asks Akasha if Rab Yoisi is from the Soivrim that hold chayishini limut. That's all it seems from our Gemara. Shimon Yuchay is not chayish limut. Rabbi Yossi is chayish lemiyuta. So if he's chayish lemiyuta, how can you give chalitza? To a ktane is a lav bas yibum. Chayish lemiyuta. Maybe she's an islandess. She's a noyla le yibum. She's a noyla yibum. Is a mele is a noyla le chalitza. Beishloime the choshev oyla le yibum. Kiven dim yove le yove yoyme dein islandess. Oyse chayla le shabe. She's not called ein oyla le yibum. That means that which, because of my sveikis, I am not permitted to be miyabma, that's not called Eino Ilo Liyibim. That means if Eliyahu Novi would come and tell us that she's not an Eilonis, so she is Eilu Liyibim. So she's called an Eilu Liyibim. Batsim, she's an Eilu Liyibim. And the thought that she's not an Eilonis. So even though there's a Din Chai Shinam, but that doesn't make her Eino Eilu Liyibim, since if it would become this barer, it's only Mechusa Birutas. That's called Eilu Liyibim. Yidom Yilachai Letzes Targimul Chadoshim. The halach is teich gimul chadoshim chazal asot to be miyabim al tzedin havchone. So this chazal said that afilu she's a ktane. The din is that you can't be miyabim teich gimul chadoshim. Chazal made halach she is also lovi la mishim havchone. So here birurim on help. Aktana also, it's clear that she's not muberes. Afalpi came Chazal, said Teich Gimul Chadoshim, he came, that Altsavchon, one is not permitted to be bole. So that's called Eino Ilo Liyibim. That is called Eino Ilo Liyibim. But Altsavik Island, there's no special takon, it's only Basa Chasor and Yediyah. So that doesn't make her Eino Ilo Liyibim if it's Efshel Livruri, Ayidei Liyo. Vim Taima, the Bepeire Kama Diksubis, about Al Kaponim, we go away from our Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi holds Chayshin Elimiyut. It's called Eliyibim because Im Yovi Eliyot. Vim Taima, the Bepeire Kama Diksubis, Lechayish Rabbi Yossi Elimiyute, Betinoikish Shenenso. Over there, speaking about such a Shail, Yera Tinoikis, a pnuye that was nenas, someone was ma'anasa, we don't know who, and now she had a child. Or the shaila is on herself, is she posel lakuna, is she muta lakuna, was she nivel from psulei kol, was she not nivel from psulei kol? So, or what the child is the child, the kosher lekol, posel lekol. So we take a census of the city. So if the roiv of the anshei ha'ir are ksheirim lekol, so we say that she's kosher lekune, the blood is kosher. If roiv of the anshei ha'ir are posel lekol, it's posel lekune. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So if Reiv Adanshi Aksheirim, it's kosher. So Taisa says, of all people, how could Rabbi Yossi say this? Rabbi Yossi is the one that's Chayish Lemiyute. Taib the Kamadik Subis Lechayish Rabbi Yossi Lemiyute Betinoi Keshenens. Vaoy Mari De Berube De Ise Kamon Kol Alma Moide De Loi Chashina Lemiyute. So Taisa says, there's a Rube De Ise Kamon. Ruba Disa come on, we're not Chai Shlemiyut. We're only Chai Shlemiyut about Ruba Delesa come on. Dachsach mir, the Rabbi Yosef Engel and Beis Ha'oitzer, Mareches Beis, Ois Yud, the Ramasel Venire, so according to him, Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. The difference between Aruba de Isa Kamon and Aruba de Lesa Kamon, he says, Aruba de Isa Kamon, the whole suffix is built because of the Roiv and Miyut. That means, Yivatunaitish and Enso, so what is my suffix? Is she kosher lekuna? Is she posel lekuna? What is the suffix? Because there are in the shtot is one person that passes lekuna. There's nine people that are kosher lekuna. Have a suffix when she was never one of these 10 people. So the figures, the numbers in the shtot, they are what make me clear. And on that suffix, I have an hogi yego basaroyf. That means if the only stodim of the suffix are created because of the roiv and miyut. So then there's halacha, you go basa roiv. Just like by Sanhedrin, that you go basa roiv, that means I want to know what the halacha is. The roiv say like this, and miyut say like this. So you're not chashina la miyut, fakert. I don't know what is the correct psak. I say whatever roiv says, that's it. There's nothing chashina la miyut. So he says, whenever the suffix is noilad because of the mispah of roiv and miyut, so the roiv is machia, so I go basa roiv. There is nothing chashina la miyut. Masha ain kain. By a rubber de lesser come on. The suffix is a suffix not because of the numbers. That means, let's say in our case, I'm playing a shiloh what the Uber is. That's a legitimate suffix to clear without any numbers. That means a woman is muberes. Could be it's a zacha, could be it's an akeva, could be it's an eifel. But the suffix, what is the suba? This is a suffix which is not noiled because of the statistics. For kelp, we want to use statistics to be mevarer the suffix. That means I have a innocent suffix which is not, the suffix was not created from the statistics. The suffix is a suffix for slosser klaren. This woman is muberes. What is the yuba? Is the zacha akeva neifel? So now start using statistics. So if the suffix is a suffix without the misporim, and I just want to use the misporim to be mevara the suffix, then there's a locha chashin elamiyut. He says, because the suffix lost a kernan, you want to be mevara the suffix because of these numbers, then it's a din chashin elamiyut. Umiyut tzorchin, bereish amoycha peiris, the ozel Rabbi Yosi bosa rube dizriye lahitzi moment. Now let's just explain 1 minute what it's speaking about over there. Reuven came into a store and he purchases zroim, seeds. And he gives them $10. For a pound of seeds, right? He comes, he goes and takes these seeds. Now the storekeeper has the $10 and he has the seeds. He comes and plants the seeds. Nothing. They don't grow. So he comes back to the storekeeper. It's a mekach tois. These seeds don't grow. I planted them, they don't grow. Mekach tois. So the storekeeper tells him, did you tell me you wanted to purchase seeds for planting? See how these seeds don't grow. I thought you wanted to give them, you wanted to eat them with a food. There's other shimushim of seeds. You didn't tell me you wanted to plant them, so you should have told me. You didn't tell me. I sold you these seeds. These seeds are very good. L'refua, l'achila, they're very good. I'm keeping the $10. Now you're telling me you want to fedrei me a cup that you wanted to use it for planting. You didn't tell me this. I'm not mechuyif to sell it to you for this. I keep the $10. You wanted to plant it, it's your hard luck. That's what the moicha tells him. So now the lekeich comes and tells him, Meshugane, who eats seeds? 90% of the people who buy seeds, they buy seeds for planting. So Memele, so Roiv is telling me, that means if someone goes and buys seeds from you, so 90% of the people, they buy seeds for planting. So it should understood that I bought it for planting. So if you give me seeds that will not grow, it's a mekach tois. So the Gemara says, if Azlinim Bosa Rube, so the Lekeich is right. So we might see the moment from the Meicher. So it's a Mekach Tois. That means you should have realized, Roiv tells me he wanted to buy these seeds for planting purposes.
You sold him inferior seeds which cannot grow. So Mamela, you give him back the $10. So the Gemara says over there, the Ozel Rabbi Yossi Bosser Rube Dizriya Lohitzi Moment. Rabbi Yossi holds you go Bosser Roib and you might see the moment from the Moich. I see me no Rael Rav no Mohilchen be Moment Acharoiv. Is Alme Loichayish Rabbi Yossi Lemiyute Leinye Momoina. That a fiddle in your moment, for choshken in your nisure, the yesh lachalok. So Taisvis asks, amoyre dike kashe. Taisvis asks that, there's a whole shayla, if you go bosa roiv by moment, hilchem be moment acha roiv, am chalekis rav ishmur, no. So that's bechlal, if roiv is strong enough to be moitzi moment from a murzik, if you need a bigger beer than roiv, if roiv isn't strong enough, now, of all people, Rabbi Yossi, by Yisu, he's a gobos arrive. Afal pi kein Rabbi Yossi, old chayshin lemiyute, you can't rely on Roiv, Rabbi Yossi, you have to be chayshin lemiyute, davodim an apamidity tumu, you have to be chayshin, maybe the Uber is a zocher ben kayomo, you have to be chayshin lemiyute. So when it comes to mamon, which there's a big machlokes bechlal, if Roiv is sufficient, so what happened with Rabbi Yossi was chayish lemiut by Yisra, by my mom, and he's not chayish lemiut. So Taisus blives by Akasha. The Taisus HaRosh says a beautiful teretz on this Kasha. Taisus HaRosh says as follows. This din chayishin lemiut is a darabon and the kedin. That means that zichi you go bosaroiv. That means if we have a sofik and haloche, and I have a birur of roiv, this shayla over here, gufe, but are the vodim permitted titrume? They're not permitted titrume. Roiv tells me they're permitted titrume because mistome, the uber is not a zocha bar kayoma. Roiv tells me it's not a zocha bar kayoma. So me iker adin, the vodim are permitted titrume. So Rabbi Yossi was from, we should be machma. In a chanami, mikadin et zmuta, but should be machma. Mit a rabbonon, we should be machma. Chayshin ele miyute. That a nari trume. Verkert. There's nothing wrong with being machma. Verkert. You're not doing anything wrong. Verkert. So they won't eat trume. But over here, if the halacha is that the loikeyach, the lekeach is barechtik to be moitzi momen from the moicher. You can't be machman the lekeach's plates over here. That means if meiker adin the lekeach has a birur that lemaise he was cheated by tzamekach tois, you can't be machma. Once said a beautiful vote. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Seif. And so if get poshe to reitze sheyachkim yasik bedine momenis. If a person wants to become a chocham, he should be oisik dine momenis. So what's the mile of dine momenis? The mile of dine momenis is just like this. Because if a person is oisik in yoredei and isurim, he's not forced to be a chocham. That means if he doesn't have it clear, so he doesn't know, so he'll be machma. In dini momenis, you can't be machmer, it's other. So if you arayitze sheyachkim, so memele there, you have to be yoyrid lo'imik ha-din, and you have to paskin the din lefi mashahu. You have to know the din. So that's what the Taisus HaRosh says here. Oh, that means if me iker ha-din the leikeach is right, and he was cheated, it's a mekach tois. So memele, So then we can't be machmo beyond the lekeach's places. So therefore, so there Rabbi Yossi said, "Forget me, then we go basaroyv. I feel obligated gabi to be moitzi from a murzik." Mashenkin by us, speaking about the isurim, there is a din chayshin lemiyuta.